Good morning and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 20th of August, 2026. Today I wanted to reach out. It's been quite a while since I've done any share-ins. There's been many things that have been trying to distract me, trying to sway me from the truth of God, trying to speak louder than what God speaks. The truth of it is, if we cut out that noise, cut out the background noise of the world, God's voice is a million, million, trillion, thousand decibels higher than what anything in this world can speak. So, my testimony today is that, as many of you probably know, if you've heard a bit about my story, my old man Keely used to suffer with health anxiety, and with things that have happened recently, this has really tried to creep back in. And I think, like, partially I am to blame for this. Not that I condemn myself over it, but I accept the fact that I've not been as hot as I should be. I've not been sharing. I've not been, praying as much as I should, speaking in tongues as much as I should, connecting as much as I should. And these things really do have great impact, on us, on our situation. So, over the last week, I've, kind of been checking myself. I actually thought I could feel a lump in my breast, which I don't check my breasts because of the health anxiety. And also, the reason that I stopped as well is because I accept and believe and fully trust what God says about my life. So I didn't feel the need to do it. But for some reason, I did check them and I thought I felt a lump. So today I had the doctors. I felt, it was really in my heart to go get checked, but I really went to God with this and I really thanked God that, God gives me the best person that is going to examine me and reassure me of your words, God. Reassure me that what you say is true, that you are a God, that you do not lie. And this morning before I went, I was really meditating on scriptures, about what God says about our health, what God says about sickness, etc., etc. And I've spent most of the morning speaking in tongues as I could feel, I could feel anxiety in my stomach, even though I wasn't feeling it in my mind. I could feel it in my body, and I was really rebuking that and just saying, "No, do you know what? Like, what God says is true." And I prayed all the way to the doctors. I spoke in tongues all morning. I spoke in tongues in the waiting room, and I really just put it to the side. I put God in front of the situation. And, I went in for the check and I explained to her that, I don't really know what I'm feeling for. I don't really check myself because, my mind can play tricks on me and it can tell me things are there that aren't there. So I don't want to torture myself like that. Why do I need to do that when I know what my God says is true? She did a check. She checked me thoroughly and she said, "Look, you have naturally lumpy breasts, but everything that I can feel is completely normal, healthy breast tissue. Now, if you're worried that you can feel something that I can't, I can send you for an ultrasound and you can get checked further. But if you don't feel that, I am happy that I have checked you and that everything to me feels very normal." So I just straight away was so much joy in my heart. Thank you, God, so much that you yet again have revealed yourself, have shown me that I can trust you. You have shown me that you are there, that you have protection over my life. And I fully just was like, nah, I don't need to get checked further. I just needed someone to, her to tell me there's nothing there. Do you know what I mean? Because I can check and check and check, and my old man self can try and push his way in and say, Keely, there's something there that shouldn't be. And she also said to me, don't self-exam if this causes you unnecessary anxiety. Don't do it. Come to us every couple of years and we can do it for you. She said, as long as you're not getting any symptoms of other stuff that are worrying you, as long as you don't feel that there's something unusual there, then don't worry about doing it. Just come, and that's what we're here for. And I was really just so blessed by this, because that old man self was left when I was born again, which would be 4 years this year. What actually gives you the right to try and creep back in? Do you know what I mean? But because I've been cold, because I've let myself go lukewarm, because I got myself into a position where I was very comfortable with my life, with what God is doing for me, I've let my life take over a bit. And forgetting about being persistent. This is the thing, we need to be persistent with God. And yesterday I was really like, because over the last week I've not just had this, I've had other things that I've been worrying about. I made an appointment at the doctor's for a blood test, and I can't even remember what I made it for, what reason. And I sat there yesterday and I thought, what is going on? Why is this happening? There you go. And it clicked straight away. I knew, because I have let myself go cold. And I was really apologetic to God for that. I'm so sorry. It's even small little things. Like, I always used to pray with Grace before she went to bed, but because the routines change and she's been sleeping with Mick and all of this stuff, that means that I haven't been praying with her. So it's like one less thing that I'm doing when I should be doing more, not less. And that's okay, because now I recognize this. I recognize this, and I can pick back up. I can let myself catch on fire and blaze as hot as the sun. And I'm just so thankful that God is a forgiving God and that He does not judge us or condemn us. So I really wanted to share this with you all today. God is truthful. God is faithful. God is our best friend. He's our father. He's everything that we could ever need, our supplier, our comforter, and really, really just please remember, just always keep God first, even with the good stuff, because God brings us great stuff, and it can be so easy when you're getting this great stuff for you to not, for, I think I've shared this before, and a lot of people probably say the same. It kind of feels like sometimes you only go to God when you're in time of need, when something's happening that you need help with, or when you need something or desire something. But God really needs to be at the head of our life all the time, in every situation, especially the good stuff, because God is the one that provides the good stuff. God is the one that gives us the greatness in life. He's the one who created us, the one that has a perfect plan for our lives, who's called us to be, a child of His. And we really, really need to be thankful for this. And the things in the world, they can be distracting. They can make you question things. They can start to try and bring in doubt. But never doubt God. Never, ever doubt him. Because if you have doubt, if you have worry, if you have, if you're questioning whether these things are possible or not possible, where does that leave us? It leaves us with the devil. It leaves us that he is leading our life because he is feeding us with this stuff that is, trying to trick us. Now he's under our feet and he will stay under our feet for the rest of our lives, for the rest of eternity. He was already defeated by Jesus Christ, but as we live each day and we live by God and we are living strong in faith, we are pushing him further and further and further down. And it will get to the point where he's so far down, he'll struggle to get back up. He's already getting to that point, and this is what he doesn't like. So, enough about him. And, I just really wanted to share this great testimony today. And I knew in my heart that this is what it was going to be. I knew that my God has got me. He's got me in every situation, in every angle. But now I can be at peace. Now I am just that fired up one bit more. I have that one bit more of faith. As we go through these testimonies, as we hear people's testimonies, as we hear people's sharings, it just builds our faith higher and higher and higher. And right now I feel like I'm on top of Mount Everest. And that's where I want to stay. If I feel myself starting to slip down that slope a bit, I just need to remind myself, just need to push myself more into God. Push yourself more. Do more. When you're feeling calm, you're feeling happy, you're feeling things are going great, push more. Keep pushing more. Because then we won't get to this point. And we are all human. We all have human flesh. We all have thoughts and feelings. So I don't condemn myself for this, and neither should anybody else that ever experiences it. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you're not strong in faith. It just means that we need to do more, that we need to push more, we need to connect more. So anyway, guys, I was really, really blessed to share this with you today. I hope you all have a very wonderful day today. I know I will. I love you all very, very, very much. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.